Moving on now, Iran starts a project to build two new units at the Bushehr nuclear power plant. Head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi, and Russia's nuclear chief, Sergei Kirienko, attended a groundbreaking ceremony in the southern city of Bushehr. The new reactors, which are part of an expansion project, will be constructed with the help of Russia during a 10-year period. It's expected to cost $10 billion. Addressing the event, the nuclear chief said the multi-billion dollar project shows Iran's nuclear industry is moving forward.
This large-scale project is a clear answer to those who say Iran's nuclear industry is facing a slowdown or has come to a standstill. How can this happen while such a massive project is being launched? Doesn't it show that the nuclear industry is thriving?
The first unit of the power plant built by Russian experts was also handed over to Iran at the ceremony. It has the capacity to generate 1,000 megawatts of electricity. Well, to discuss this further, let's go to Moscow and talk to Fred Ware, journalist and political commentator. Welcome to the program. So, Mr. Ware, just how effective and positive has the nuclear cooperation been between Iran and Russia?
Well, it's a rather long-standing thing. This first Bushehr unit was, I mean, started in the 1990s, and it was even taken over from an older German design, I believe. But the Russians have been doing it, building that, and there were delays and you know, ruptures in the construction because of Russia was torn between its desire to cooperate with Iran and its desire to be on the same page with Western countries, particularly the United States. So I think what this shows is that Russia is now that the a nuclear agreement between six powers and Iran is in place. Russia is solidly behind that, and Russia now wants to move ahead. I mean, this is a very ambitious, sweeping program of construction that's going to be underway. Russia will be constructing these units, and I think this shows that things are normalizing to some great extent.
And how much has this cooperation in the nuclear field led to other cooperations in other fields?
Well, I think there always was. Again, for instance, Russia sold a lot of arms to Iran, but suspended that in the 1990s as well, under pressure from the West. I think Russia will want to get back into that market. I think it already is. And there are quite a few other areas where Russia, because of its good relations with Iran, even if they were troubled at times in various ways, Russia is in a very good position, I think, in oil and gas, in maybe other types of industry, science and technology, definitely, and armaments. These are all areas where Russia is world class and really wants to, and because of its somewhat warmer relations with Iran than most Western countries, is in a very good position to move into those markets.
And talking about Iran's nuclear program itself, just how much has Iran made progress despite all the obstacles and restrictions and sanctions in its way?
Well, I think there are two different things here. The Bushehr units that are being built, these are civilian reactors for power generation, and the technology comes from Russia. And presumably there are deals about what to do with the fuel. I think there's quite a lot of restrictions there. It will contribute, obviously, to Iranian science and engineering. I don't think anybody thinks that's a bad thing. The other issue was about refining uranium, making, first of all, fuel-grade uranium, but also that same process can go on to making weapons grade. That's what the whole controversy was about. That's what those years of hard negotiation were about. And hopefully there is now a framework for that, for keeping Iran's nuclear science on a civilian track. And everybody hopefully is satisfied with that. And now this you see this very ambitious program going forward. That's a really good sign.
All right, Fred Ware, journalist and political commentator, talking to us from Moscow. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.